That's a sweet suit. I like that.
Poor thing. It's good to be you right now, an agent and Colin Grayson.
Yeah. no complaints for sure. Do we actually use this thing for anything? I mean, does this make any noise? Oh, they are recording. All right, cool. There you go. I figured it was for something. Yeah, something like that. yeah, I mean, it's been what an amazing year. It's really ultimately the dream season that I never believed that would actually happen that's happening now. So, you know, no matter the outcome on Saturday, I look at it that it's been an amazing year, and I truly wouldn't change any of it for anything.
You look back to last year, you had a lot of good runs on this team, won some races. You guys looked really good. So were you coming into this year knowing that, knowing how good this organization was? You were going to win races. You were going to probably be a contender. Would it have been a disappointment, or were your expectations like that we have to get to the championship four, otherwise it's not going to be?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have any – I didn't know what to expect. Of course, you want to come in and contend for wins and win races and run up front consistently, but I didn't really have any expectations because, you know, if you still looked at the history of the team, you know, we had one win at Atlanta and everything else was a road course and a super speedway was basically what Colleg Racing had won. So I knew there was still a lot of work, and we continually keep working hard to try to get better at a lot of these racetracks. So that was kind of how I looked at it, was, all right, if we can continually just get better and as the year goes on, you know, that leads us down a path of us winning races or consistently running the top five, and if that gets us into the playoffs, you know, I kind of made my mind that, you know, once you got to the end of the regular season, then you judge on, okay, what are your real expectations? So, obviously, with the year that we had, that was my ultimate goal, was to try to make the Final Four. You know, that I was probably more nervous last week than I will be on Saturday, because with this, the way this championship works now, it comes down to who's ever best out of those four cars on that day. Right or wrong, you know, I mean, and that's the way it plays out. So ultimately, I just looked at it that with the year that we had, I thought it'd be a disappointment if we didn't even have a shot at going for the championship. So to get through last week was a kind of big relief, and now I'm just kind of enjoying it.
You've had an amazing support system over the years throughout NASCAR, Open Wheels, and Sports Car. How great is it to just be in this mix, knowing that you have just an amazing cast of people that has helped you along the way?
Well, I mean, I've always said I've been very fortunate and lucky at every level to have people that wanted me to drive their race cars and be a part of their team. And, you know, there's a lot of talented drivers that kind of fall through the cracks sometimes, just maybe not being at the right place at the right time. And, I mean, it'd take a while to kind of go through everybody that's been a part of it, but, you know, I'm here because of all of them and all these opportunities that I've had. And now Matt Colleg, you know, he was the next person, him and Chris Rice, to allow me to come to this team as a part-time driver and run a few races and see if we could make the organization a little bit better to where we are now is truly unbelievable. So it's one of those things that, you know, this week I kind of just reminisced a little bit about the support system that I've had around me for all my years, and just, you know, I'm just truly blessed.
Speaking of that, one of those that come to mind is, of course, when you started off in NASCAR, you drove a few races with Ganassi. Of course, this is his last weekend on the NASCAR. So what is the one thing that you've taken away from that short tenure that you had at 07 that has helped you in the long haul? And what Chip is special?
Chip is, it takes a special person to drive for Chip. like it's, I've always joked about that. I've told him that, like, you know, the relationships that he had, the Scott Dixons and Dario's and, obviously guys like Juan and Jimmy, and then on the NASCAR side of it, guys like Jamie McMurray that had been there for so long and all of his drivers. It takes a special person. I mean, Chip is not easy. Like, if you make a mistake, he lets you know. But he's a part of the NASCAR history of it, and he's done so much for just motorsports in general. So it's I think he'll be missed for sure in the garage area, but a guy like Justin Marks is somebody that will kind of carry that tradition and start his own, which he's doing. And, you know, that's what we need in the sport is to have guys that have been here for so long, and then you pass it on to the next generation. And I think Justin Marks will do a lot of great things in the sport like Chip Ganassi has.
You think by driving for him made your career, especially at that time period where you struggled?
No, not really, because that was all based on Red Bull putting me in there to try to gain some experience. You know, that was something when I first started in the sport. I remember Red Bull saying to me they were nervous because they were going to have me drive 90 races between trucks and Busch at the time and Cup. And, you know, that didn't play out like that. So, you know, Red Bull put me in there just to gain some laps, but didn't matter how much they were spending. If you made a mistake with Chip, he let you know it. So I got chewed out a couple times.
When you look at the Cup Series schedule, the way it's going, the road courses and everything, you would seem to be a valuable commodity. Someone who can come in there and win races, obviously. Have you had teams inquire about your services on a full-time basis?
Not really, just because I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think people, and I've been truly outspoken about how much I enjoy being part of college racing. And, you know, if you look at the upper echelon Cup teams, I mean, you can see that their driver lineups in general are pretty set, right? Like, I mean, if you look at the Hendricks and Team Penske's and Joe Gibbs, stuff like that, I mean, they either have a pipeline that leads into their team or they just got established guys that aren't going anywhere for a while. So that's something that I've tried to make it well known that I've just been so happy being a part of this organization that I have no want or need to really try to go do anything else or with anybody else.
And speaking of that, colleague has a two full-time cars next year. You would seem to be, I don't know if you've talked about it, but have they ever tell you why you're not going, or you make a decision on your own why you're not going to go up to Cup next year?
I just told them I would do whatever they want me to do, but I love being a part of the Xfinity Series. I mean, when you're running up front and having opportunities to win races every weekend makes it enjoyable, because there's a lot of times I didn't have that. So I don't want to run away from that anytime soon.
Does that make you picky?
No. With Matt and Chris, I really want to be part of the organization and help them in whatever way they want. And you know, it's still a big deal that the Xfinity program, even though they're going full-time Cup with two cars, the Xfinity program has to be strong, because you want that. It goes back to the same thing. You want that pipeline of young guys coming in and knowing that there's Cup cars in the future that, you know, if you build that relationship, that they can go to. So it's not a thing where it's like, okay, now the Xfinity program's just going to be the forgotten thing and we'll just run it and it's all about the Cup program. Chris Rice has made it clear that's his baby. And you know, the Cup Series, of course, it's the big deal, but you still got to have that. You want that pipeline like Joe Gibbs has, and, you know, obviously Team Penske has had for so long, and Rick Hendrick really has with Junior Motorsports. So that was part of it. And, you know, I love what I'm doing, and I still get to run. I'm probably going to run a good portion of the Cup races, at least 12 to 15 races is something we've talked about. So I'll get the best of both worlds.
What does it say about the relationship between you, Matt, and Chris about just being able to put a season like this together?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of hard work and dedication. Matt Collig gives us all the resources and all the tools that we need to go out there and keep trying to get better. And then that's led by Chris Rice every day, being at the shop and you know, trying to put the right people in the right places and keep trying to make our cars better, bringing our own engineers into the race team, which is something when I first got here we didn't have, and we've had that the last couple of years now, and that's where I think our program has stepped up. So but yeah, I mean, it comes down to all of us just having a lot of fun, because Matt Collig, this wasn't his original passion. This is something that he's developed over the last 6 years, and he doesn't have to do it. It's not his business. He's not, you know, this is not his moneymaker. So the only reason he's doing it is truly to have fun, go out there and win trophies and be around his men and women and have a lot of fun with that. So you put the right people together, you can truly enjoy it. Even though when you get to the racetrack and if it doesn't go well, you can be hard on each other. But, you know, that's what's fun about this team, is the fact that we can be open and honest with each other, and we know we have each other's back. So if we got to speak our mind, we're going to speak our mind, and it's an open game. And at the end of the day, I know Matt Collig is technically my boss, but I don't feel like he is, because he's one of my best friends. Same thing with Chris Rice, and that makes it a lot of fun to help build an organization when you have people around you like that.
How do you feel
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I think this has not been our best racetrack. The spring race, I was okay, but I wasn't great by any means. You know, you look at the three drivers that are sitting next to me, you know, I would have to, if I had to kind of put a bet on it, we're probably the fourth favorite just because it hasn't been our best racetrack and hasn't, you know, I'm still learning this racetrack, so hopefully the practice tomorrow will help that out a little bit. But that's not to say that I know on any given Saturday or Sunday or Friday when we're racing that if we hit it, we can be the best team out there, and we've put a lot of work into it.
When you woke up Monday and it was officially championship week, like, what was the main thought in your mind about what you were tackling this week?
Monday, I was focused on my golf game. I was really practicing that still. Tuesday, I switched modes to the championship mode. Shot 80, by the way, so it wasn't bad. Still got to work on it. Honestly, hasn't been that much of a different week.
Really?
Like, the last 3 weeks I've been more nervous than I am this week because I wanted an opportunity with the season that we've had to go win a championship. Now it's, sure, if we hit it on Saturday and we execute, we have a chance at it, but I just thought it would be a disappointment if we never even got the shot at it. So I think I was more nervous those 3 weeks than I was waking up this week. Other than that, the teams have been preparing for the last 4 or 5 weeks like we were going to Phoenix. We had to plan like that. I've been, you know, at the shop and simming for the last 3 or 4 weeks like we were going to be there. This week, we just got a little bit more time thanks to Chevy and Pratt and Miller to kind of finalize everything, but it hasn't been that much different. I don't – when I say this, Bob, I don't want this to sound good or bad in any way. You know, this is – when it comes to winning a championship, yeah, it'd be so special. And I'm going to be nervous as can be, standing by the car, getting ready to go. But if we're going to be brutally honest, like, if I win it or I don't, for me personally, it doesn't change my life. Whether that sounds right or wrong, right? Like, I mean, like it – of course I want to win a championship in NASCAR. I've been here for 15 years trying to do it, but I'm at a point in my life now, like, I'd love to win it. And, hell, the celebration we win it may be better than anybody's you ever seen between myself and the whole team, but between me, Chris, and Matt, like, it, you may never hear from us again. I don't know. But at the same point, like, if it doesn't work out on Saturday, it doesn't really change my life. Sure, I'll be disappointed, but, like, what's happened this year? Like, that's stuff that 2 years ago I never dreamed of. Like, I got to sit with my race team and kiss the bricks at Indy in a Cup Series race. So, like, sure, it'd be awesome. And I'm going to work my tail off on Saturday. And we've been doing that leading up to it. But when or not, it doesn't really change anything of what's going to happen in my life. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, if you know, obviously Austin's already got one, and he knows his program, you know, moving forward with Team Penske and all that. And Noah and Daniel, I mean, I think their names are known, right? But, sure, they win it. And at their point, if I was at their age and that same point, sure, I'd feel like it's life or death. Like, this makes my career or this doesn't make it. So, for sure, like, I'd feel way different at that time than I do now. So maybe that makes me more dangerous because at the end of the day, like, as we've seen, I'll lay it on the line for it because it's not going to change my career one way or another. So maybe it makes me more dangerous because I'll do whatever it takes because, like, who knows if it happens again.
Is 2021 the most fun you've had behind the wheel?
I mean, yeah, probably, for sure. Like, it's in NASCAR life, definitely. You know, 06 – in Champ Car when I moved to Forsyth and I got on that run where I won 5 out of 9 races and we could have easily won 7 out of 9. Like, that was a great time. But winning definitely makes everything a lot better. What I say is different about any other time is away from the racetrack, whether we've won or not, it's truly enjoyable. And that's what's been great about Matt and Chris especially, is they let me be me. They let me be pissed off and mad if it's not going well. And if I'm excited, they let me show how excited I am. But there's a cutoff as well, to where, like, if I'm mad after a race and we go into Monday and I'm still pissed off, it's like, all right, you know, Chris, like, all right, we're done. Like, we're not doing that anymore. Like, let's go golf. Let's go do whatever we need to do. So that's what makes it truly enjoyable, is having fun away from the racetrack and knowing that, you know, like, as they always say, they got my back. So it's, yeah, for sure it's been the best time of my life and in my racing career.
You've had a couple seasons where, you know, might not have been as much fun, right, struggling to find wins or top five. Would you do that again just to get back to the Cup Series, or were you at the stage where if you could just keep running, racing, winning here?
Yeah, like, hell no. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I'll put it this way. If Matt Colligan and Chris Rice want me to go Cup racing, then for sure I'll do that. And you know it's going to be a struggle at time as a rookie team to try to develop and get better. But I'll do that on them wanting me to go do that, and that's the right direction for Colligan racing. But in general, no.
You said you were talking about doing 12 to 15 Cup races next year. How do you feel about that number?
I mean, it's kind of what we talked about, and believe me, it could change. That's not set in stone. It could be less. It could be way more. I have no idea. But, you know, I felt like choosing those number of races of where I'd enjoy driving at, I mean, that's the first thing. Like, I wanted to enjoy the racetracks that we go to and feel like that I can go there and we can run up front. Of course, most of those would be the road courses and – but pick another racetrack. So, but I mean, that can change at any point. So it really comes down to, they could have me do all of them. They could have me do none of them. I'm okay with whatever they want me to do.
This has been a season where, like, you've been an explicit fan favorite all year. You've gotten out of your car and had fans chanting your name, cheering for you. That's not something you've got to experience for a long time. What has that receiving that kind of attention from fans been like for you?
I mean, I've really enjoyed it. I think, and I've said this before, you know, the fans are what make the sport, but it's, I don't want to say you ever take it for granted, but, you know, we're so used to going to these racetracks and you have people everywhere and you know, you're always splitting your time up. Well, once COVID hit and you go to a racetrack where there's nobody there, like, it's weird and it's sad, quite honestly. So to have them back and to be able to share that with them, like, that's been so enjoyable, and it's meant more than they will ever know of when we're on the front straightaway and they're chanting the name and I'm celebrating against the fence with them, things like that. That's memories that I'll always keep and probably mean more to me than they will ever know.
In the last 10 minutes, the theme, the word that you've said the most is fun, right? And so that's one of the things that you've said. You mentioned also COVID, the pandemic. And so many people around the country, the world really, are reassessing what it is that they're doing, whether they're enjoying it, whether they're having fun. So where do you value that? So that you're doing the Xfinity thing, because I would say that being there, having that fun, has been contagious. I think not only is this something that is good for you as a person, but I think you're raising the level, certainly the awareness of the Xfinity series.
Well, I mean,
you're making the
Xfinity. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't – I mean, it's – the Xfinity series, I think, has had some of the best racing all year in all three series. The cars are really fun to drive. I mean, there's not a lot of downforce. They slide around. You know, and it's just I try to bring that energy that I have. You know, I kind of got re-energized taking the break, and that's something I needed, and it was great that to work with NBC Sports and be a part of so many different motorsports backgrounds and be able to do the analyst role and broadcast those races and things like that. So I needed a little bit of time away to kind of reset myself, and, you know, running a partial season in 19 and then doing a few more races in 20 kind of made me realize when Matt and Chris gave me the opportunity to go full time, I'm like, I do miss being at the racetrack with them every week. And, you know, when you have a chance to win, of course it's going to be more fun, but it's more about being around all the men and women there on and off the racetrack and at the shop and all the things that we get to do, because they are what makes it truly enjoyable, whether we're running up front or not.
Have you had those conversations with them when you said, I want to do whatever it takes to support the team, to grow the team, to improve the team? Is that because of the broadcasting background, because of your great relationship with sponsors, is that you have more things than just what you can do behind the wheel? Have you had those conversations with them, say, where they say, AJ, your value goes far beyond just a driver?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's something I've learned because I've spent my whole life always worried about what was going to happen next. You just live in the moment now. So hopefully Matt and Chris and all the men and women at Colorado Racing understand how much I truly care about the team and want the best for it. So, but right now we're worried about driving race cars and trying to win a championship. And, you know, down the line, who knows? But just live in the moment right now and enjoy it.
What friends and family will you have with you in town?
So my dad will be here with some of his friends. My mom had knee replacement surgery early in the year, so she's watching Mr. Tickles and Xena. So, and my wife Tara will be here.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
What is it? That's as close knit as you can get. So if you do get it on Saturday, what will it mean to have them here with you to enjoy that?
Well, if we're fortunate enough to win this thing on Saturday, you will hear the loudest screams from my dad, because anybody that's been around my dad can, you know, you get a little insight into who I am once you meet my dad. And, you know, I mean, he's been my biggest supporter, him and my mom. So, and especially, you know, I started like this journey back into NASCAR after all everything that happened. And part of the fortunate thing of everything that went down was I got to meet my wife. And so she's been kind of, since I've gotten back into NASCAR back in 2013, she's been a part of it. So, you know, trying to see it through. I joke with her because really the big thing is next week is Mrs. America, and she's going for that. So she's Mrs. North Carolina. So this is really, in the Allmendinger household, this weekend's the small thing. So like she going for Mrs. America next week, that's really the big deal. And this is just, you know, small potatoes right here. Met her at the Indianapolis 500. So she wasn't actually at the 500. She was, she happened to be in Indy the same week, with her sister, because her sister was going to IU that semester, and my wife had just graduated Nebraska with a master's in architecture. So they were just touring downtown, and the only thing I knew about Nebraska was the women's bowling team is pretty strong. And I told her I was a professional bowler and that the whole group that was around me, because I had taken my team out that night, was a big, we were a big bowling team. That at least got her to start talking to me, and then the charm went down from there, and she was at the race.
Austin's the reigning champion. You and he have been swapping the lead all year. Is he the biggest obstacle to your winning a title?
Well, I mean, I think I've always looked at it, until somebody beats the champ. I mean, he's the champ for the reason, and he's won the last two races here, so if you had to probably put odds on it, for sure he's the strongest guy here. But we've seen Daniel run up front all year, and, you know, if it wasn't for some bad late-race yellows, he'd already have a few wins and wouldn't have to answer that dumb question about when he's going to win. And we see Noah, when he gets on a roll, I mean, he can be the strongest guy in the series. So it's definitely, when you get to this point in all three series, the four drivers are here for a reason, and, you know, it's whoever executes and drives the best and has the best car on Saturday is the one that's going to win it.
And doesn't make mistakes.
Who's going to be more excited, you or your dad? Oh,
my dad for sure. Really? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my dad. You. It's not even close. Well, he used to go to a lot until COVID hit, and so he's only been to a couple since then. But, yeah, he's out here, and he's got some friends. And, yeah, I can promise you, if we cross the line first, just be somewhere near my pit box, you won't have to – you can guess who my dad will be by just the loud yells that will be coming from them.
What is this championship, if you were to win? What would it mean to you?
Well, I mean, it would It would mean a lot more for me personally. Like, I guess that's two answers there. For me personally, it would just be a culmination of me pushing myself and doubting myself every week. I mean, that's what I've done my whole life, is to go out there and I, my best and my worst strength are the same things. I'm hard on myself. I don't ever let up on myself. I always wake up trying to be better. So for me personally, I think it would be just something big inside to prove it to myself that I can get it done. But I've done that a lot this year. So I don't, in a way, I don't need that championship now to solidify that in my head. Like, I've done so many great, we've done so many great things that I technically don't need that. But it'd just be a culmination of a great year. But it would, more than anything, it'd be so cool to be able to see Matt celebrate a championship and Chris and all the men and women, because, you know, they steadily have built this team each year to get to this point. And, you know, Justin did a great job last year to get to the Final Four and finish third in points and at least be there. So the team now, the organization has experience of being here, what it's like to get ready for this week. So, yeah, it'd be great in a lot of ways.
What is it about Chris and Matt that helped rebuild your confidence? I mean, you know, I think that's – I don't ever have to ask you about confidence because you're a pretty self-assured dude. But when you left NASCAR and took a little break from it to when you came back, what was it about those two that just really said, hey, man, we believe in you, you're our guy?
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of laugh when people kind of think I'm cocky or in whatever it is because I'm outgoing, but there's always a lot of self-doubt there. Every day. So it's one of those things that they just let me be me, and that's good and bad. They let me yell and scream. They let me have the passion and keep pushing. They let me be outspoken about what I think is right or wrong and how we can get better. So, and when it's a bad day and I'm hard on myself, they're like, stop it. You know, like, we're all on this together, so, you know, we know it wasn't your fault, or, you know, together we just weren't good enough, so we got to be better the next week, and that makes it a lot easier on a bad weekend to kind of relax and be ready for the next weekend.
They're fixing to give you the hook, so tell me, what do you do to go out there to win that championship this weekend and keep those guys behind you, especially with how chaotic it gets?
Yeah, we just we go have a good practice tomorrow, and take what we've hopefully learned from the first race and try to make the car better. You see where we're at in practice. If we got a great car, then you kind of let the race play out. And if you think we're a little bit off, then we got to kind of execute, maybe do something different than the other guys. But at the end of the day, you know, if it comes down to a late race shootout, we've seen how willing, you know, how far I'm willing to take it and how hard I have to drive. So, we should go out there and do the same things that we've always done this year. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it does, we're going to have a good time Saturday night.
No nerves?
Nah, none at all. I mean, I'll be nervous before the race, but I'm nervous before every race. No more nerves than any other time.
That's a wrap, guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Boy, your father, you will have to pick him up.
Oh, God, yeah. It's going to be it.
It will be off.
So,
the
Matt,
chain.
The best part of Matt.
I am.